Life is full of contradiction. Hot day, cold day. When we started, it was cold. Now it is getting warmed up. Summer and winter. And praise and censure. People are praising you and criticizing you. And it's in the youth, bubbling with the energy. In the old age, it's lack of energy. We are the some food we like, some we don't like. Some company we like, some we don't like. Those who praised me, those who is my best friend, may not be a best friend for others. There is always a contradiction. Living with the contradiction, it is life is nothing but how to live with the contradiction. Not to complain, keep on saying that winter is bad, summer is bad. Life is meant to be lived without complaining. People, they complain even the hot weather, cold weather, rain. When things are out of control, out of your control, you are complaining, you are whinging, you are criticizing, swearing. It won't solve the problem. So yoga says the things when it is out of control, try to endure. That is called a sthitiksha. Things are out of control. This is the time I have to endure. Instead of complaining, see whether you can do anything. Most of us, we don't want to do anything to correct, but we only want to be a WhatsApp warrior. Only WhatsApp warrior, and we don't want to do anything. We don't want to take any responsibility. Keep on saying that is not right, this is not right, country is not right, people are not right. But what is your contribution? Things were the same all the time. It is not only now, in the past also. Some brave ones, instead of spending the time only in complaining, pulled up their sleeves and acted. History records those people who not just spend time only in complaining, do something to change. Be the change you want to see. What you want to see, you show it. You make it happen. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about sukha dukke same kritva labha labho jaya jayo tato yuddhaya yujvasvam naivam papam avapsyasi. Endure the extremities and do your best. You want to bring out the change, do your best. Whatever you do, that then want to bring out the best. Naivam papam avapsyasi. Sin won't, stigma of sin won't get attached to you. Most of us, we say, do something, people say, why bother? Why draw all the problem onto yourself? And why take problems? Just stay away, keep on complaining. People doesn't want to do. Sri Krishna urges all to be a change agent. Yoga means become a change agent. We, instead of complaining, my children are not good, my parents are not good, wife is not good, husband is not good, neighbor is not good. But what is your contribution? What is your contribution? Be, do something so that people look up to you. In the body, last week I touched upon two centers, leftist approach and rightist approach. Our brain has two sides, left brain and right brain. Left brain is connected to the head center. Right brain is connected to the heart center. Either we are, heart center is a leftist, head center is a rightist. Either we are thinking from the heart side or from the head side. You becoming leftist or rightist, truth is not there. You have to come to the center and analyze. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, how can I fight with them? How can I fight with them? Shri Krishna deliberately placed his chariot between Pandavas and Kauravas armies. He was talking from the point of he wanted to associate from one side. Come to the center. Come to the center. Bhagavad Gita Upadesha was given. You come to the center. Come to the center, and when you come to the center, you can grasp the truth. Heart center is emotional, get carried away, empathy. Heart center, very compassionate. Head center, very rational, very critical. Yogi is the one, he or she is not heart centered or head centered. At times compassionate where required, at times when required, should take the strong decision. Strong balancing the head and heart, it is called as yoga. Yoga balancing head and heart, it is called as Hatha Yoga. Ha means the head center, Ta means heart center. Balancing the heart and head is called as a Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga, you have to come to the center. Hatha Yoga. Head and heart, head center is on the sun. Sun is the one who illumines outside. Head-centered person only goes on what one sees. Moon is sometimes visible, sometimes not visible. Heart center is based on how I feel. The feel alone, sometimes I can see, I cannot see, but I feel. I feel it's a heart center. Heart and how you feel and how you see, you come bring a balance between them. That is called as a Hatha Yoga. In the energy in the base of the spinal column, in the Muladhara Chakra, is the body is, as I mentioned last week, more than 60% of the body weight from the earth element. Earth element, Muladhara Chakra, is mainly of the earth element. Nature is dull, lethargy. I don't want to move. I don't want to move. I want to be... please leave me alone. Please leave me alone. Please don't disturb me. That type of personality. Very lethargic, very laid back, tamasic in nature, like earth element. When earth is there, lump of earth, if you hold it and drop it straight down, it falls down. It comes down, and when nobody is there, now wife is pushing me, I work. When wife has gone to work, I sleep. And like earth element, no energy. Default state is lying down, tamasic in nature. Rajasic in nature, level up, Swadhisthana Chakra, water element. Water always glides. Water flows mainly horizontal movement, and it flows towards where the gradient is there. Rajasic in nature, in the Swadhisthana Chakra, people, one who is awakened, get addicted to pampering the senses. One get Swadhisthana Chakra also connected to the tongue, pampering the senses, and become a slave of the senses. And no matter how much people say, the senses have become a bondage. Bondage cannot transcend beyond. And in Sri Krishna, Arjuna asked the question, why the person papam charati keshava anichannapi varshneya, without knowing, tend to do the mistake. Sri Krishna says, Kama yesha, krodha yesha, rajo guna samudbhava. Rajo guna, kama. Too much of the desire, pampering the senses, kama and krodha, anger. kama, the kama's child is called as anger. The desire, attachment, selfish desire, its son is called as krodha. Because of that one commits mistakes. Knowingly commits mistake. Why? Because of the Swadhisthana chakra. And further up is Manipura chakra. When properly guided, that person elevates to the next level. It is called as Manipura chakra. In the Manipura chakra, the person becomes a slave of the senses, becoming a workaholic. Workaholic and so aggressive in life. Element is flame. Flame, whatever direction you hold it, the lamp, you hold it this way, this way, this way, always flame is pointing up. In the Manipura chakra, one wants to do something. I want to progress, but only with selfish desire. I don't want to contribute anything to others. I want to become a workaholic, pampering only the ego. I want to show off to others how successful I am. Look at me, how successful. I worked hard up Manipura chakra. Earth element, water element and fire element, behind the heart center is air element. Air element loses its weight, it starts moving everywhere, starts getting connected with everything. The air is the one purifier. If it is a very Lahore, they were saying that yesterday the pollution index, air quality index around 1500. In Delhi, around last week, it was around 350. People were crying. Here, Lahore, 1500. And air quality, people are praying that may the wind blow in the right direction, take the pollution away. Air is a purifier. If your impurity has built up, the air helps in purifying yourself. You connect everywhere. Heart is the connection. Here, your ego drops. Instead of working for myself, I want to work for everyone. Whole world is my family. Whole world is my family. How can I live for only myself? When I see work for everyone, whole world has become my family. I'm also included. That person, this is a seat. The Anahata chakra is the seat of a yogi. Yogi connects with everyone. Goes beyond, nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to what I have, belongs to everyone. God has given me life. God has given day before yesterday, I was telling somebody, not everyone has good health. Not everyone has a good mind. Not everyone has a good knowledge. When God has given all to me, still, if I only live for myself, is it not a treacherous act towards the God? God has given me everything. How can I live for myself? I no longer can live. God has empowered me, good body, good health, good mind, good thinking, good knowledge. When everything is there, I ought to live for others. It happens in the heart center, Anahata chakra. In the bhakti, devotion comes. Surrender comes. Surrender to the God. When here in the heart center, in the throat center, knowledge, the vishesha raga, one gets intense longing for higher possibility, urdhva moola. Higher, I want to get nourished all the time from the higher source, not from the ordinary people. Connect only to the inspired people. Here, ether is the element. Ether element, when it comes to the Ajna chakra, is the head center, knowledge, creativity. creativity. Why we get bored in life? Because there is no creativity. We do as told by others. As told, inspired person, creative person, Ajna Chakra is open. This is the seat of knowledge, Jnana. Here, Bhakti, heart center is Bhakti, Jnana, Vairagya and Jnana. Jnana and Bhakti are held in place through the Vairagya, keeps the balance. Balancing the head and heart happens, knowledge and through the Vishuddha Chakra. When the energy further goes to the Sahasrara Chakra, inner tuning happens, Hatha Yoga dawns. Hatha Yoga dawns, one is no longer a feminine character, no longer a masculine character, that person is called as Ardha Narishwara. The Devas, Shivas picture, Ardha Narishwara is there, Narayana's Ardha Narishwara, and Brahma and Saraswati, Ardha Narishwara, Lakshmi and Narayana, Ardha Narishwara, Shiva and Parvati, Ardha Narishwara. It is talking about you come do a Hatha Yoga. Balance your head and heart. Head and heart, when you balance that one head and heart, you are the inner awakening happens, unfoldment happens. Unfold happens, your life becomes meaningful. Life becomes meaningful. Hatha Yoga is elevating the knowledge, elevating the energy. Like in Dev Prayag, Bhagirathi and Alakananda river, gushing down in Alakananda, when we stop by the road, we could hear the roaring sound of the confluence. When it has joined Alakananda and Bhagirathi, now transformed into another river called as Ganga. From there it is called as Ganga. When Ida and Pingala, from here left energy and right energy comes, with exuberance when it comes, the transformation happens, that person is no longer called as by the old name. The person has become a true yogi. Hatha Yoga has happened, inner transformation happens. It happens, that person no longer can lead the old type of lifestyle. That person, like Bhagirathi and Alakananda, or transformed into Ganga, when the energy has come, that person cannot stop but lead an illumined life. Hatha Yoga elevates you to lead an illumined life. That is the mark of a yogi, mark of a leader, that is in bad need in the current day of the world, and it is the need in the future also.